We now join the isotopes as they breeze across the lake on their jet skis. To make it interesting, assume three blondes in bikinis are following them on their hot pink jet skis. Also, the waves are splashing on their tan bodies, forcing their already tight-fitting bathing suits to cling tenaciously to their smooth skin. Where was I? Yes. We now join the isotopes.
There's Smasher's boat. We're not too late.
Curses! The isotopes have found me! Blow those non-talented posers out of the water!
But the only weapons we brought on board are super soakers.
I don't care, just shoot them!
Oh! I'm getting wet, man! I'm gonna bail!
Handsome, if we could just find a way to sink his boat, his nuclear warheads will be destroyed, and his evil plot will be foiled.
Why? Nuclear warheads aren't water-resistant?
They are, but only up to 30 feet.
Okay.
I'm gonna jump the next wave and launch myself onto Smasher's boat. Follow me!
I guess this is the end of the line for you, Smasher. Fortunately, and totally illogically, we'll be escaping with the hot blondes who've been following us on their jet skis.
You've won the battle, but not the war, isotopes. My evil robots can be used as flotation devices. I'll get you next time, Gadget. I mean, isotopes. Next time!
We did it, guys!
What the hell are you talking about, Trent? You didn't—
Lay off him, Handsome. He's only the bass player.
You're right. Great job, Trent. Let's celebrate with some beers and our theme song.
Yeah, put on the record, Hercules.
Congratulations, you've won. We now take you back to the Isotopes headquarters for the celebration.
They're not very selective. They don't use contraceptives. They give the ladies rug burns on their knees. The exotopes all have stinky pinky. The toes were breaking hearts.